Hi, this is the Church Girl, and I want to take a moment out to invite you to tune in to my new show, True Confessions of the Soul, starting at 7 p.m. Sundays after church. True Confessions of the Soul is a new show dedicated to love, Christian dating, relationships, and great gospel music. Join us for inspiring conversations and, yes, those true confessions of the soul, right here on the Love Zone USA. Hello, happy Valentine's Day to everyone. This is the Church Girl, aka Laura, is my name. And I just want to thank you so much for tuning into the True Confessions of the Soul radio broadcast. And I have an awesome show for you today. It is fully packed and loaded and ready to go. We have a special guest, Miss Pauline Eleonora, and she's going to be sharing some information from her book, and she's going to share her music with us. So I can't wait to get her on the line and talking to her, as well as I have a true confession. Oh my God. I have a true confession. Yes, I, the church girl, I got to tell you something that I did, and oh my God, y'all pray for me because this is going to be difficult. Also, we are going to finish up those last couple of fundamentals in reference to a relationship. We have that ready. We're going to continue talking about those. And of course, as always, more great gospel music. Amen. So if you're just getting from church and you already had your fried chicken dinner or whatever dinner or Golden Corral or whatever restaurant you went to, know your stomach is full, right? So just relax a little bit. Pull your wife in the room. Pull your significant other in the room. We're going to talk about love, and we're going to talk about some details of it. And you're also going to get that real live confession from a church girl. Right here, coming up next. But first, let's just set the pace. Let's just set the atmosphere with Endless Love, Lionel Richie, and Diana Ross. Right here on your number one station, the Love Zone, USA.com.
My love, there's only you in my life. The only thing that's right.
My first love, you're every breath that I take, you're every step I make,
and that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
to everyone out there. You're listening to True Confessions of the Soul, and this is Church Girl. Yes, I am here, and it's on a Sunday, and we are having such a wonderful weekend. I have a special guest with me that will be joining me shortly, and her name is Miss Pauline Eleonora, and she is going to be sharing some insightful information on relationships. As we discussed before, we were talking about the five principles for a better relationship, and I gave you some great principles. I'm hoping that you're working those principles out and they're working for you. Amen. And we're going to go back into those five principles. Well, actually, the last three principles we're going to talk about. And if we have enough time on the show, we're also going to introduce our next series. Yes, the next series of topics of discussions I'm going to be talking about, and I'm going to save that until I get closer to it. But for right now, let's get some great gospel music going. Okay, we're back, and
you were just enjoying a little bit of music. I'm trying to get my guest set up so she can join me on the line. I'm waiting for her to join in. You'll probably hear her join in a minute. I'm going to go ahead and give a quick review. Now, we talked about relationships and the five principles, and one of them was, what, self-control? Okay, we talked about engaging in self-control, meaning control your mouth. I cannot emphasize that enough. We have to control our mouth. We have to control how we're talking to each other. You know, you may want to prove a point, but you might tear the relationship up just to prove that point. Okay, so we want to control our mouth. We talked about do not engage in verbal abuse, calling names, telling each other they're fat. That's why you look like this. That's why you that. That's not good. It's not good. Trust me, it's not. It ain't helping nothing, okay? I don't know. It doesn't matter if you're mad at this person or they did anything to you. You calling them a name is not helping anything. All you're doing is tearing down their character, and you're going to make them not even want to think about forgiving you. But, of course, we got to forgive. Okay, so those are two things. Now we're going to go to the third thing, which is do not be judgmental of others, okay? Sometimes in our relationships and when we're dealing with a lot of things, we're judgmental. We talk about people. We talk about the waitress. We talk about the car in front of us. We talk about how this person looks and how that person looks. And, you know, or we condemn people on what they have or what they have not. And this one way, this may be tough for most of us to do because every day we make judgmental comments and we have judgmental thoughts about other people and many of whom we don't even know, okay? There's a message in the Bible that we should not engage in certain behaviors because it is like that when we could not stand up to scrutiny. So basically, we talk a lot of smack, but when it come back to you, we can't stand up to it. Somebody say certain things to you, you will say it to somebody else, but when it come back at you, you ain't ready to deal with it. So we don't want to be judgmental in our relationships. The scripture in the Bible talks about how Christ gives us a clear message about being judgmental to others. If you want to look it up, you can look in Matthew 7, verse 1 through 5. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured unto you. Okay? And so I just got that bell. Did you hear that? That's because my co-host and my guest is here, and she is joining in, Miss Pauline Eleonora. And I want to say hello to you.
Hello, everyone, and I thank you for the opportunity to come on the air with you today. My name is Pauline Eleonora. I have a book called To Know Me, Getting to Know You. It is a workbook, actually, where either individually or as a couple, you can read the book and then write in it. And it guides you through basic questions and thoughts. To make you think about relationships and thinking about marriage. And it walks you through in preparation for marriage. And
let me ask you, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I know. It sounds like it's a workbook on how to walk through a relationship. Wow. What's the name of this book?
To Know Me, Getting to Know You.
Wow. Okay, so... Yeah. I guess I didn't get a chance to look at the book. So give me an idea. Page one, if for everyone who's like, okay, look, I've been doing bad with this relationship thing. I'm not good at it. I'm waiting for my king. I'm waiting for the Lord to send me my queen, right? What is the first page? How is it? So what's the first step in your book?
The beginning of the book is an introduction, again, for thought, food for thought. And one thing I mentioned is before getting married, you're single. So we want to deal with our lives in stages. During that single time is preparation time. That means having an understanding through God that being single first is a gift. You utilize time as precious as far as getting to know who you are, healing even from family issues, and then learning how to love yourself, because before anything as far as having a relationship with anyone, you have to love yourself and know who you are, and also cultivating those great gifts that are inside of you. And all of us have gifts and callings in our lives, because once that is a very key foundation into when you get into a relationship, that we're bringing something to a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about us
mm-hmm.
anymore. It's about giving, and you're putting the icing on the cake.
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say when you are joining into a relationship, it is about giving.
Yes.
And a lot of people don't want to do that part. And then
yes.
a lot of people have that part kind of messed up, because some
yes.
people think it's giving of finances.
Right.
Some people may think it's giving of your time. Some people
right.
may think it's giving of, you know, maybe they're trying to climb the ladder of success and they want you to help connect them to things. And you'd be surprised what people expect you to give or bring to a relationship. So would you say that is like a deal breaker or maker? Like, you know, because I've met a lot of people and they're interested in a relationship, but there's another part of that relationship that they're like, well, this relationship is based on what you can give.
Right, yeah.
And
yeah,
I kind of fall in the gray area of that, because I'm like, why have to be like that? Why I can't just be love? Why you just can't love on me? And
yes,
so,
right, absolutely.
You know, it's like, I know we should automatically have, as a couple, everybody should have somebody, everybody should have something to bring to the table, as you
yes.
may say, that's going to benefit each one of you guys, or it's going to help each other. But as far as just like, if somebody come out, I mean, you tell me, you
sure.
said,
definitely,
you have something
saying
to give.
It.
Tell me what you mean about that.
Yes, you're absolutely saying it. Those components are a part of giving, but the most that we can give is our, you know, our spiritual side, you know, as far as having a listening ear and giving, putting your heart into thinking of someone else above yourself. When we are single, and I've witnessed it, you know, we've been by ourselves. We're used to just,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing for ourselves.
Doing everything
and then, too,
on our own.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then, too, there's been times where people have given so much in a relationship, they've been burnt. So there's healing in that, too, because it does go both ways. It goes both ways. Mm-hmm. And the model that we chose is, remember, well, in a biblical perspective, even relationship marriage, Christ, you know, talks about how he's married to the church. So we want to, you know, model the love of God in our marriages, because that is symbolic marriage of how God is married to us. He gave of himself for us, you know, and it was agape love. And in the midst of, you know, our mistakes and our sins, he loved us. So we want to model. I'm not saying we have to give our lives, you know, but we do have to think of the other person's welfare spiritually. And it connects with think before you say something wrong, like you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Think about
yes,
that person's
exactly.
feelings, how they're going to feel. Think about that person's situation that they're going through. And then how can we be a help and a support
right.
for them?
And, you know,
that keeps the
you're
love,
absolutely
but you don't
right.
have their love. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right on that, because a
yes.
lot of times people, you know, I saw the post, be careful what type of relationship you walk in. Some people don't want to date. They want help. And
yeah.
that's a very true point. You can meet someone that really they need help. And
yeah.
that's they have a need. And it's not a joke. And they, you know, they like you and they trust you. But really, they want you to help them. And they feel like they can't function unless they get the help they need. They don't even want to be in a relationship. Some people, you know, I meet a lot of single women. And they say, look, I ain't trying to hear nothing. I need somebody
yes.
who can help me. Okay?
Yes.
I love you and all. We can go out and eat. But at the end of the day, I need you to be able to help me. And so
yes.
that is a very strong thing right there. And it can
yes.
it can be a deal breaker, because I have experienced it myself in my life where, you know, I met people and they were like, look, are you good and all that good stuff? But at the end of the day, I need you to help me.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, wow, you know.
Right.
And you may or may not be able to help that person in that way. And
right.
It's sad because it's like you got to, that person has to realize, okay, you have to go to a relationship basically. A relationship is for you two to come together as one and to grow to know each other. The extra stuff comes, and y'all work together for that stuff, you know, but don't eliminate people because they don't have all the pieces yet, you know.
Right.
So.
Right.
Let's get back to more great gospel music right here on True Confessions for the Soul.
Just to be close to you, hey, is my desire. Just to be close to you.
Come on, sing it like you mean it.
Just to be close to you.
To the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Just to be close to you.
Hey,
here's my desire.
Everybody sing it.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you.
Hey, hey.
Just to be close to you. Here's my desire.
It's like you're coming together to bring something, you know, like we come, we go to events, we bring something, a gift with us, because that's why that single time is very important, to know who you are, know what you have. And then, you know, biblically, you know, we're in this world, I understand we are in hard times right now, but, you know, biblically, it was saying that, you know, we come as helpmeets even to our husbands. And I want to point this out real quick. This could be a whole nother book, but we have to consider, I try to combine, you know, what the understanding of God's marriage is biblically, but then we have to understand too what certain cultures have been throughout history. And I'm going to particularly name, you know, the African-American race, how we, our family, and that family unit was torn apart because of slavery, and how we have to even mend that in itself and get healing from that, mm-hmm. because we can say the past is the past, it's true, but because of the amount of damage and hurt, some of that has still lingered to this day, as far as we have to talk about and heal from. How do we learn how to be intimate with each other? Because back then, you know, when we were slaves, you know, the family and the man was torn apart, his dignity, when, you know, they separated his wife right in front of him, took his children. That is the most humiliating thing ever. So we have to learn how to be even extra sensitive to each other because of the struggle and the pain that we have been through in the past. And it wasn't just slavery, it was even after that. We are still, I mean, even look at today, you know, still dealing with the black man being persecuted through various ways. So,
through prison.
And we as women being exploited. You're right, exploited.
I know.
We have to heal.
I was listening to you say slavery. Well, we don't have slavery no more, but we have a whole bunch of jails and we have a whole bunch of prisons. And a lot of our men have been, what, incarcerated? So their dignity has been stripped. All that you just said has happened in prison. And so then we have these males coming out. Oh, Lord. Mm. And, you know, the society is already against them. Society already said,
no
don't
job.
Even deal with that one.
Employment, where you're supposed to be the head of the household. You know, so there's a lot of factors, but right in all that, because there's so much, we have the Lord. I mean, really, we have to pray. We have to help each other. We do need the Lord at this time in our relationships, in our single time, and going into relationships and, you know, to marriage. But my book also goes into finding compatibility. There's a questionnaire about you have to just, it's like almost 100 questions where you just have to check off your likes. Know who you are. Even the simple practical things about when you get married, you know, who are you living with? You got to live with this person for the rest of your life. So compatibility is
yes,
a factor.
Do.
Your value system of, you know, the Lord and going to church and what is done, all those things, you question yourself and then you ask and then they answer the questions about themselves and you compare what can you live with, what are you tolerable with, what, how much grace do you have? You know, some people are different than others, you know, and so that's a questionnaire. There's also a questionnaire about your family background, how you grew up. You know, that is a big factor. You know, just looking at those things, healing from that thing, because everybody had issues and we all go through things, but we got to move beyond that so we don't bring it in to the relationship and marriage. It's a big factor, and get through that, understand it, and then that's how your relationships are going to work.
You know what? Let me get you to go ahead and tell people how they can get this book and this workbook or whatever in the CD. I think you have a CD with it?
Yes. I have it's a separate CD, but it's a single. It's just a single right now called Never Alone. It's like a hymn. I'm musically gifted on the side. But see, that's the music. That's the gift that I'm bringing to my relationship once it comes.
Amen. Bring that gift. Look, come to a relationship bringing gifts. It always works.
Yeah, we'll sing together. Yeah, because you can tell somebody you love them by words, or you can tell them through song, by poetry. You know, be creative, you know. But it's called Never Alone. But anyone who would like to purchase this workbook, you can just call me at 301-575-6449, or you can email me at psunn88@yahoo.com. So that's pfun. With two N's, 88@yahoo.com, or call me at 301-575-6449. And then you can check out my song. It's on iTunes. You have to go under Pauline Funn, F-U-N-N, and put in the title Never Alone. I'm right there on iTunes.
And you know what, Pauline,
Before
you leave, we're going to go ahead and play your song. So everyone will be able to hear it. Yay, right?
Yes,
so I
and you're
hear
never
it
alone. Even when you're single, the Lord is with us, and God wants us to have the best. He does.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I mean, that book sounds great. It sounds wonderful. And I'm looking forward to having you on the show because, you know, I have another part of this show. If you want to stick around and hear it and tune into it, you can. And it's going to be actually I'm closing up about my five principles, which I'm getting ready to go back into. But I definitely want you to stick around. Come back on the show. And, you know, come back, you know, because the book seems so good, and I don't want to rush anything, but it's just so much information, and I want everyone to be more familiar with their options as a single person and what to look for, because that is so important. And like you said, bringing gifts, bearing gifts. Everybody likes gifts, but you need to know what gifts to bring and, you know, who's your receiver of that gift?
Yes. And it's exciting. It makes a relationship that much more exciting.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining in and tuning in with me. And as always, stay blessed, you know, and tell everyone about it. And I'm going to go ahead and get your music queued up so they can hear the song. What's the name of the song again? I'm Not
thank
Alone.
You.
Or...
Sure, it's Never Alone. Yes.
Never Alone by Pauline Eleanor. And it's coming up next. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, you just have to type in Pauline Fun, F-U-N-N. That's the name of
Pauline
the...
Pauline Fun.
F-U-N-N. Yeah, that's just the name on the air, on the iTunes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Pauline Fun, we're going to have Never Alone coming up next. You're listening to True Confessions of the Soul. This is the Church Girl, Laura, and thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for being a guest, and I'm going to be talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless.
All right, we're back, and we were just talking with Pauline Eleonora in reference to her new book, and you just heard music by her, Never Alone, and I think she's doing a great job, and I just thank God for her for spending some of her afternoon with us, or mid-afternoon, evening with us. Thank you so much. And now, as promised, we have to finish up those fundamental principles of a relationship. We're down to forgiveness. Yeah, that forgiveness thing, boy. We just don't want to do that, do we? We don't want to let that go. No, we don't. But it is a requirement, okay? If you are going to have a successful relationship, you have to be ready to have that forgiving power. If you have a hard time with forgiving someone and you just feel like they're wrong and they did you wrong. Okay, well, they are wrong. Okay, let's say it. They're wrong, but that has nothing to do with you forgiving. Okay, I mean, I know sometimes we think about the stuff. This person done did to me. Ooh, they done did me wrong and everything else. But the truth be told, we have to forgive because we want forgiveness. And if you want forgiveness, you're going to have to forgive. You know, we go to the Lord all the time and we expect God to forgive us over everything we do. I mean, we don't listen to the word. We barely go to church. We don't even pray. We don't love like we should. We ain't doing a whole lot of things that the word of God says we should do. But yet and still, we still want mercy. We still want grace. We still want God to love us, you know. We still want God to save that loved one. Help that person in my family, Lord. Oh, Lord, bless me over here, God. Have mercy, right? We always going before the Lord with mercy. Mercy on us, Lord. Help me. But here comes someone. Here comes someone that hurt your feelings. Lord, have mercy. Here comes someone that didn't say the right thing. Oh, my God, did they betray you? Did someone abandon you and hurt you so deep in your soul that you just can't feel anything? You're numb? You know why you're numb? Because you got to forgive them. You got to go before the throne of grace and say, Lord, help me, God. I'm hurt so bad. I don't know how to feel. And I don't think I can forgive this person. But, Lord, you forgave me. And I know I hurt you many times. I know I wasn't right, Lord. I know what I was doing, you know? So we have to forgive. We really do have to exercise the power of forgiveness. And, you know, let me give you this other part too, because this part came, and I ain't like it when it came at me, but I asked the Lord about it, and he gave me an answer. And the answer is this: I can forgive you, right? How many people heard this? I can forgive you, but I ain't gonna forget. What? You're gonna forgive me, but you're not gonna forget? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because my Father in heaven forgives and forget. Hello? We have to forget about that thing. We have to ask God to take that out of our spirit. Take it out of my mind, Lord. I don't want to remember it. When somebody do something wrong, I don't want, look, I forgave you. Don't even remind me of that thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about it. I want to forget it immediately. Because according to the word of God, God says when we go before him and we ask for forgiveness, he forgive us and he blots it out. He erases it out of the book of life. So there's a book of life up in heaven. I was about to say upstairs. There is a book of life that has everything that you're doing. It has everything you're doing, everything you're saying. And when you go to God and you say, Lord, forgive me, and you mean that and you repent from that thing, you have to repent first. A lot of people say, Lord, Lord, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, but they ain't repent from nothing. Repent. Hello? Repent. Change your mind. Change the way you think about that thing. Don't think about it like that no more. Don't do it no more. Because once you repent, now you can say, forgive me. Because now you're like, okay, I ain't going to do that no more because I know that's wrong and I don't want to do it. And Lord, I need your strength to help me. And I changed the way I think about that. I used to think it was good, but now I think it's bad. And I'm repenting. I changed my mind. So now I can say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive my enemies. Lord, forgive those who transgress against me. Lord, forgive my debtors. See, we can do that, but if we don't repent and we don't learn how to repent, we can't hold. Don't give anyone power to keep you in bondage. When you hold hurt and pain and unforgiveness and you remember all of that stuff, you are in bondage. You no longer can live your life to the fullest, because every time you get into another relationship, every time you get ready to go deeper with someone else, guess what? When they hit that hurt button again, or that memory come back to your mind, or how this person did you, or how that person did you, you're not going to go any further. You're going to be stuck. And you're going to have to make a decision. Do I cross over with this person, or do I break up right here? And we got to get past the breakup stage, because love comes with staying power. And if you don't have any staying power, you're not ready for a relationship. I hate to be the one to tell you, love is not temporary. And love does not go away when that person does something wrong to you, or when that person double cross you, or when that person cheat on you, ladies. Love don't go away, you know? But the problem we have today is that we are taught that we can just walk away from stuff whenever we want to. Just walk away. Just start over. You don't have to deal with that. Go ahead. Find somebody else. Well, okay. All right. There are situations out there that, hey, that may be the case. That's why we pray and we wait. We pray and we wait for God to lead us to that significant other. And stop trying to jump at everything that look a certain kind of way, act a certain kind of way, have a certain kind of money. Ladies, I know we got needs. Men, I know you got needs. We need to stop looking for our needs all the time to be met. And we need to stay focused on our relationship with God and keep a repentant heart and a forgiving spirit, because the relationships that I've come across and I had opportunity to experience through other couples who've been married for 20 and 30 and 60 years, my God, 60 years, yes. I'm going to bring someone on the show who's been married 60 years, and they're going to tell you some things. You're like, they're going to say, you know what? My wife, I did all kinds of stuff and my wife still loved me. They're going to tell you they did all kinds of things, but somebody had to stay. Somebody had to keep their ground. Somebody had to say, okay, I'm going to have to love you from a distance. Maybe I have to do some silent loving and some more praying. You know, you can't force yourself on anyone. Of course not. But love, if you really believe that this is the one or this is the man or the woman for you, you're going to have to go before God and say, Lord, show me how to love on this person. Show me if this is the person I'm supposed to be loving on. You know, so it all starts with having a forgiving heart and a forgiving spirit. And, you know, we want to do this thing. We want to do it right. So I encourage you, forgive and forget. Stay in love. Try to love your significant other more than yesterday. I promise you, if you just make it your goal, I'm going to try to find a way to love her. I'm going to find a way to love him a little bit more today, a little bit more than yesterday. That keeps it fresh. You got to keep watering a plant over and over again. And sometimes you got to change pots and put it in some more fresh soil. Do something with your love. Water it. Are you watering your love today? Are you watering that person? Even when they're not acting too nice right now, are you still watering them with love? Are you showering them with words of encouragement and enrichment? What are you doing? So, with that being said, you know that's my favorite word. With that being said, I'm going to move on to some more music because I can talk about love all day, but I have to come clean. It's time for me to do a true confession. So right after this brief music interlude, I'm going to come back with my true confession of a church girl. Thank you so much. Keep it locked right here. You're listening to True Confessions of a Church Girl right here on the Love Zone USA. Hi, welcome back. It's me, your church girl here, and this part of the show is the part I was talking about. I am going to make a confession from my soul. Whew, and this is going to be a hard one for me, but you know, God has already dealt with me on this matter. I've already repented and confessed, and I'm walking in truth. So really, this confession is a truth. It's a true confession. And it's the truth. And I'm just putting it out there because I have a loved one that I love so much. And he is so dear to me. And he means everything in the world to me. And I just want to make sure that he knows how much I truly love him. And I am not going to let anything or anyone stop me from loving on him. Okay, so there you have it. I do have a significant other and I love him, and I know I'm breaking some hearts out there. I know I have a lot of fans that say, oh, she's single and she's available. Well, I'm not married yet, but I have someone that I love, and I have someone that is so close and dear to me. They mean everything in the world to me. He is the best of the best. He is my king. He is my breath that I breathe. That's how it feels. And I feel like without him, I couldn't do anything. Like before him, I was okay. You know, I had my own stuff, doing my own thing. I could say what I want to say, do what I want to do. But with him now, my life has changed. He is definitely a wonderful man. He's very powerfully anointed, have a strong sense of discernment. He is just everything God promised to me. And I want to say, I love him, I love him, I love him. And he is the reason why I can do this show. He is the reason why I have so much to talk about. He is the one who speaks in my life, the only man that has ever been able to speak into my life. And I love him. Now, is there anything wrong with that? Nah, not at all. It's okay to love somebody. And I'm just believing God to continue to move in our relationship and to move on our lives so we can complete the ministries and the things that God has ordained us to do. Because at the end of the day, you have to love God first. That's where the relationship starts, with God. And that's where my relationship starts, with God. And if anything changes in me, I say, Lord, change me, but I'm not changing on you. I'm going to keep loving you, Lord. So, okay, my true confession. My true confession is this. In the beginning, I met someone that was so awesome and so dear to me. And I met them online. And I was just so overwhelmed. It was just so, you know, I didn't expect it. I wasn't looking for it. It was just hit me like, you know, it was just there. And, you know, when you're talking to someone online, you get to trading off pictures and trading off different things. And originally, I was not comfortable. I wasn't comfortable with pictures, trading pictures off, you know. I'm like, whatever you want to see, look on my page. But, you know, it got to the point where it was more like getting a little bit more personal. And I sent the wrong pic. I didn't send a right pic. I did not send a pic of me. Okay. That's my confession. I did not send a picture of myself. I sent a picture of someone else. Yes, I did. And I did it because I had my own reasons, ladies. And you know, we have our reasons, but they didn't justify the act. I mean, yes, I felt like I had valid reasons for doing that, but it did not justify the act because it was deception and it was a lie. And I can give you my reasons, you know, but to me, what's the reasons for a lie and how can that be justified? If I say, oh, I believe this was going to happen to me, or I just wanted to play it safe, or I wanted to do this, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And so I feel like I misrepresented myself greatly, even though I've sent all true, you know, I mean, we continue to communicate and send pictures and everything else was okay. But that one little one, that one picture out of 50 of them, it's the one that came back at me. And I had the opportunity. I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to redeem yourself. And you like, you feel like you can't, because a lie smothers you and it makes you can't breathe. Like, you can't say anything. So I was guilty of that. And I'm not trying to make light of it, because that's the first thing he would say to me. I'm making light of it. But really, I'm taking it. And really, I had to take that one. And it was brutal. I do not recommend anyone. Ladies, I know a lot of times we may not want to represent our truth. Because we are afraid of how the other person may perceive or how we may look in their eyes. We always want to show people our best side, right? And so with that being said, you know, we have to be mindful that we do not turn into deceivers. And my confession is this, you know, after dealing with the situation, and thank God I had such a powerful man of God to really speak into my life and to share some things with me, that it really made me look at myself. And when I looked at myself, you know, and I started thinking about some things, and I said, wow, that's not good. You know, the picture that I see myself as when that cloak was pulled, it was not a pretty picture. And when you see yourself as a deceiver, or you practicing, or you are a liar, let's just call it a liar. I saw myself as, for the first time, I saw myself as a real liar, like a liar. And it just shocked me, and it made me like, oh my God, a liar will not tarry in the sight of God. The word of God says a thief nor a liar will be in the presence of the Lord. And oh my God, my whole being and my whole existence is being before the Lord and being in his presence, and to know that me being deceptive in some kind of way or misrepresenting anything can cause me to not be in the presence of the Almighty and cause me to not have that relationship or have a relationship with anyone. You can't have a relationship lying. You can't have a relationship hiding behind stuff and acting like you're something that you're not. You can't have a relationship that way. And I just thank God that although I'm blessed, and I've been blessed all my life, and I've been well off with certain things, I'm not rich, but I'm okay. I just thank God that, you know, I got in this place to see this, and I'm not practicing this. I had to repent. I had to bury my face before the Lord and say, Lord, please forgive me. Please, please, please. And not only forgive me, but help me, God, that I don't want to practice this lifestyle. I don't want to be a part of the father of lies. I do not want to be a liar. And I just thank God that, you know, in all that was said and done, I mean, even to this point on today, it's still kind of like, I wish I can change some of the stuff. But you can't. You just can't. And so I just thank God for that. And if you have a confession, I mean, this is the show to really free yourself on. You can get it off your chest, because you can't carry that thing into life. And we need to cancel those things that we did to people. Like that lie that I allowed to manifest in my life, that lie that I allowed to come between me and someone I truly care about, that got to go. That has to be cut at the root in Jesus' name. And the only way it can be done is if I confess it. It ain't so much of just the act, but just calling it for what it is. No excuses, no explanations. No excuses, no explanations. Because that is the truth. And it says the truth will set you free. And I truly feel free on today. And if you have a confession similar to mine, and you did something misleading online, or you just lied, you're misrepresenting yourself, you know, I know that you think you're going to get away with it. And I know that you think it's not that big a deal. I know that you think, oh, ain't nobody ever going to find out. Let me tell you something. It's not about somebody finding out. It's about your soul. It's about you knowing what you did and holding that deep inside of you. And you know that is setting the course for someone else's life to be hurt or damaged in some kind of way. And you holding that thing for your own personal gain, because you think it's going to get you somewhere or get you somewhere further than where you are. And it's not. Because when that thing comes out, it ain't going to be pretty. So I encourage you right now, in the name of Jesus, let's pray. Let's pray about that, because we don't have to have a lying spirit. And that lying spirit is rampant in the church. People are lying every day. They're lying on the pulpit, telling you all kinds of stuff. They prophet lying. So let's just pray about a lying spirit, would you? Would you join me real quick? I know this is a talk show, and I know we're supposed to be playing music, but we'll get to it. But right now, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just come before you right now, God, and we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. And we thank you for your son Jesus dying on the cross for us, Lord. And we know, Lord, we don't do everything right, God, and we know that there's still some sin in us, God. But Lord, we are confessing a lying spirit on today, God. We're confessing that sin, God. And we're canceling the course of that lie. We're canceling everything that lie has went to go forth and to take course in, God. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And we cast it off at its root. We cut it off, God, in the name of Jesus, that it will cease its course in the name of Jesus, Lord. And you will begin to minister to us through love. You will begin to minister to us through truth. And Lord, most of all, God, wherever and whoever that lie affects, that you would just love on them, God, and minister to them in truth. And Lord, and let them see how a lie is still a lie, and it's from the devil, and that they will not hold it against that person who spoke it, but just know that that's the devil. And the devil can use anybody, or it can manipulate anyone. And Lord, we are all vulnerable at times, Lord, even though we try so hard to walk right in our spirit, our flesh is still alive, and it does causes us to sin. So Lord, we ask for your forgiveness and your mercy and your compassion forever. Amen. 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 Wow. You know, I'm just loving the Lord right now, because I just feel the love of God. And it's like something you can never, ever, ever imagine. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to play some really good music, because I'm feeling like maybe we should hear some Tamla Moon. I like her. In This Place, she got some music called In This Place. And we're going to play some Isaac Carey right now. We're going to play some just great gospel music. Just don't go nowhere. Just stay in this moment with me. Amen. Call that loved one. Call that mother, that father, that husband, that boyfriend, that son, that daughter, and say, hey, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I lied to you. I misleaded you. I just want to repent. I'm throwing myself down at your feet. In Jesus' name, please forgive me. Just ask him and move on in joy and love and grace. And never forget. Never forget. You can always come clean before the Lord. And you definitely can go before that loved one and tell them. They'll always say, okay, at least you came to me, you know. They may not forgive you right then and there, and they may be feeling some kind of way, but at least they can respect the fact that you, at least you learned your lesson, as they may say. And I just want to close out and dedicate this confession to my one and true love, Fitzgerald Wade. That is the man of my life and my dreams. And I am not afraid to tell the whole entire world that that is the man of my life. Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, let's get back to some more great gospel music. You're listening to the True Confessions of the Soul radio broadcast.